Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling. On this Friday morning, hey, Football Fridays, we broadcast from Borgata. Of course, the beautiful Borgata, our home base every Friday morning. But not just a Football Friday. Even more importantly, a Baseball Friday. Because it is the dawn of Red October in Philadelphia tomorrow. And we'll preview it all today. A double preview show. Going to be a lot of emotion, a lot of breakdown, a lot of analysis for the Phils and the Dodgers, the Eagles and the Broncos. Look, we'll do it all with you. Obviously, it starts with the ball in Christopher Sanchez's hand, and it's going to be Sanchez versus Ohtani tomorrow. We'll talk to Elliot Shore Parks today, Dick Vermeil. 8 o'clock, we'll have a ticket giveaway, the Eagles-Broncos game. So we are loaded for bear, and we know you are excited, and we're thrilled to have you with us at 215-592-9494. You can weigh in on all of it. 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, Johnny.
Researchers have identified 17 discrete facial movements in horses.
Wow.
So horses use facial expressions to communicate.
That's, well, Mr. Ed did, but that was just eating peanut butter.
Yeah, along with his larynx and
Well, I'll tell you this. One thing about playoff baseball is it contorts the face and it contorts the heart.
Well done.
I mean, get ready, boys and girls, because, you know, I was thinking back. I don't know how much people will remember this. Probably won't. So in 2022, and I actually listened to it coming down on the elevator here at Borgata this morning. 2022, when the Phils were on a very lengthy playoff journey, ultimately ended in Game 6, thrilling for about 3 weeks, and then, brick wall, 3 losses at the end. I remember when the commercial, when you go to a commercial break on TV, I don't know if it's Fox or TBS or whatever the heck it was, they would frequently have this car commercial, and Fleetwood Mac's Everywhere would play. And it's a very soothing song. It's a very beautiful song. And I remember at the time the unbelievable freaking dichotomy between here comes on this soothing song in a commercial break, but I just got through a freaking heart palpitation. Like my reliever's just trying to hang on. You know, my batter's trying to get that big hit with 2 outs. And a lot of times that year they did. Obviously, in the end, they lost. But here we go again. Another opportunity.
Another great song. Here we go again.
Here we go. Here you go, Ray. Yeah. So let's crank it up, guys. I mean, look, want to hear from you on how excited you are, how nervous you are, what gives you confidence, what concerns you. I think there's a little bit or a lot of it, frankly, in every part of the ledger I just laid out. John, talk to me. What gives you confidence? What concerns you? Talk to us all.
The last few years of failure give me some confidence, but more than anything, because we learned from them. That, you know, so we learned from our mistakes. But Harrison Bader gives me confidence above all else. Harrison Bader believes more than anyone thought possible, and now it's kind of catching on. Hey, wait a second. We might be able to do this. And for that short little period of time, the world believed, and we were
You're talking about September?
Well, yeah, I mean, September, and then as recently as a couple days ago, before the Dodgers won their series, we were the favorites to win the World Series, you know, odds-wise, and the world believed. And I thought, you know, what an odd place for us to be.
Yeah.
What is this?
Right.
The world believes that we're going to win the World Series. And then, of course, you know, the Dodgers did their thing and quickly overtook us, which, you know what, I'm glad they did. Because I'd rather be where we are now.
Underdogs!
It's a more comfortable spot.
Seltzer, get
Thank
that audio
much.
From 2017 Eagles playoff run ready to go. Underdogs!
I don't need to be,
Sorry to everyone listening on a speaker at home with a dog, because your dog definitely just went nuts at that.
I don't need to be believed the number one team or, you know, the odds-on favorite. I really do believe we've put together, Dave Dombrowski has put together a team that's ready to do this.
So here's the irony of what you're saying, John. For about 5 months, we had thousands of callers that told us otherwise. Thousands. So talk to us, guys. Where do you stand? And I'm not trying to throw a wet blanket on you. I'm just being honest with you. You know, John's, look, I knew when we got to October, we'd all be pumped up. I also know from about February, frankly, let's go before the season, from about February through, some point in August, but a lot of people were down. All right, where are you at as this thing gets rocking again? Opportunity number four here in Philadelphia for Rob Thompson, for Bryce Harper, for Kyle Schwarber, for all of us as fans. I'll tell you this, 2008, kind of a long time ago now, 17 years, man. Been a while, been a long time, so it'd really be amazing to see him get it done. Your emotions, your breakdown, your analysis, 215-592-9494. James, with you all due respect, I care greatly about your analysis. I care more about your pumped upness. can you talk to us?
Joe, I'm like, I can't freaking wait for it to be tomorrow at 6:38. Like, I need to be back in that building. Being down there the other night for the scrimmage, I felt goosebumps walking into the building knowing that it was October 1st on that day and knowing what's coming. And if it's possible to be confident and incredibly terrified at the same time, that's exactly what I am, because I super believe in this group. It's the most confident I've been in a group heading into the playoffs, and I also think that this Dodgers team, along with the 2022 Astros, is far and away the best team they have faced yet. So
I agree with that. Yeah.
It's a challenge, man. It's theater. We got Ohtani Sanchez tomorrow night in front of the world. Like, I'm popping off, man. Let's go.
No, it's well said. Look, 215-592-9494. Devin, are you nervous?
I think James just summed it up perfectly. Like, I think the Phillies have a quiet confidence about them this season and going into this postseason run. Hopefully run. That being said, I, as a fan and someone who covers the team, who loves watching the team, Red October is my favorite thing, really, in all of sports. I'm terrified, Devin.
Devin, I do enjoy it more than an Eagles playoff run because of the day-by-day thing.
Well, totally.
I think back to, obviously, 2022, 2023, and that's why I'm so excited for this season. Hopefully we get more than what we got last season. We were shortchanged of a Red October last season. They played two games, and even those two games were not fun.
You mean here.
Yeah. Here, Citizens Bank Park, and we know how that one ended. Yeah. So I hope that they can, you know, get their lick back this time. They do have a quiet confidence about them, and I think that they know that they can get this done. They just have to go out there and play their best baseball all around as a team against this Dodgers team.
Rhea, what specifically gives you the most confidence?
The way they've played since they lost Wheeler. I mean, just it was like business as usual. Lost Trey Turner. They just continued.
Yeah.
They've just handled themselves differently. I feel great about Christopher Sanchez.
I do too.
I mean, he's handled Ohtani. Now, I know he gave up four runs in his last appearance, but he's been pretty good against them. I feel what I'm laughing about is we all acknowledge the Reds are terrible, right?
Yes, average. Essentially, a terrible playoff team, an average overall team.
So, as expected, the Dodgers beat them.
Yeah.
And immediately became the World Series favorites.
Right.
I mean, I just felt, you want to talk recency bias?
Sure.
So, I feel extremely confident.
What worries you the most, Rhea?
Not the starters.
No.
A little part of the bullpen Kirkering.
Yeah,
Kirkering's a big worry.
Yeah, Kirkering worries me.
Yeah, so I that's a big one. You know, so obviously we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. Let me give you my outlook for this series and by extension the rest of the playoffs. So I'll start with this. I really believe this is a 50-50 series. Now, I will actually call it 51-49 and give the Phillies a slight edge because of the home field advantage. I think that's real. I think we'd be foolish to act like that doesn't matter. We know it matters. So I'll call it, if you want my official call, I'll call it officially a 51-49 series. And if you want an official prediction, I'll give you a Phillies in five. But let's be frank. Let's be frank, boys and girls. Okay.
Phillies in five. Let's go.
I know, but let's be frank.
Oh man, it's gonna be so tense.
This thing could go either way. All right. The Dodgers are a great team. I agree with James. Obviously, the Astros in 22 in this one, two best teams the Phillies have specifically faced. I have tremendous belief and trust in the starting pitching, particularly, I'll say, in the earlier portion of the playoffs before you need a four-starter. I mean, in this series,
left-handed pitching.
Well, the starting pitching, yeah, in this series. I mean, I have tremendous belief in them. And I do think the Wheeler effect will be a bigger problem. The no-Wheeler will be a bigger problem the deeper they go into the playoffs. That is a concern. I have less trust in the bats and the bullpen, which, by the way, is one of the reasons why, you know, one of the Twitter poll questions we have today, because we have two of them, and I think this first one's a pretty darn good question. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin Certified One Owner. Pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Because I think if you take the main three parts of the team, let's push aside base running for a moment. Let's push aside defense. And they're not small. But, like, the main three parts of the team, if you really want to make it simple, is your starting pitching, your hitters, and your bullpen. And I think, like, across the board, I think all Phillies...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fans, at least for this series and probably in total, would say the starting pitching is number one. It's the most trustworthy thing of those three groups on the team. But then you say, well, what's next? Is it the bats or is it the bullpen? And you guys brought up an interesting name in Kirkland, and I agree with you. Because, you know, I put down a couple of players that, to me, are exceedingly important. Now, look, they're all important in different ways. But there's some guys I feel are more dependable. Schwarber, Sanchez, Harper, Ranger, more dependable. The guys, to me, that are going to be the swing factors of whether this team wins or loses this series.
Can I guess the first name?
Please do.
Brandon Marsh?
He's my second
name.
Oh,
he's your second.
He's my second name. And they're all kind of about the same. I've got Stott, Marsh, Bader. Now, here's where we're going to go down a notch as far as quality player. Kirkring. I mean, look, we all hope that the Sanchez and the Rangers and the Lizardos of the world can go at least six, hopefully seven. Although, frankly, I don't expect that much because managers typically have quicker hooks in the playoffs, as they should, as the frickin' Red Sox manager should have last night. He blew that game in the fourth inning, I think it was, whatever inning that was, when he let his pitcher have 37 straight hits he gave up. And next thing you know, there's four frickin' runs, and the game was over. And, you know, the reality
that kid's
is
pretty good for the Yankees.
It was extremely good.
Oh, my God. But
the reality is, you know, you're going to get a quicker hook, which means you can't just rely on just Duran and Robertson and Strom. Like, Kirkering's going to get a shot. Nola might need to get a shot. Walker Buehler might need to get a shot. I mean, they will. I mean, I shouldn't say might need to. They will. They're going to play. They're going to pitch. They're going to perform. And the question is, are they going to answer the bell? James, are those guys in this series, Marsh, Stott, Kirkring, Bader, Nola, Buehler, are they going to answer the bell in this series?
Joe, if I had that answer, then I would know that we were winning the World Series. Here's what I'll say. I trust them more than I ever have, legitimately. Like, I really believe in these guys to a higher level than I ever have. But I can't say, Joe, that when Brandon Marsh steps to the plate until he starts to perform in the playoffs, that I'm not going to feel the last few postseasons.
James, as the five-hole hitter.
Exactly. And again,
I mean, that's
I
wild.
Trust him this year. Like, I got to the point this year for the first time with Brandon Marsh ever where the back half of the season, I trusted him when he came to the plate. I thought he would come through. But once the playoffs start, yeah. I don't know that I'll feel that.
So, look, I'm curious how you size up the bullpen and the bats. Because I think there's a good case to be made that the bats are better. I think there's a good case to be made that the bullpen is better. I think that's kind of a flip of the coin. Let us know which you trust more and by extension which you trust less. Now let me get to one more thing. Because this is not a small point. Bryce Harper. Tell you what, America. Now right now I'm talking to Philadelphia, but let me talk to America for a second. America, you should not be sleeping on Bryce Harper. I have, to use a U.S. banking term, full faith and credit. I'm being honest with you guys. I have full faith and frickin' credit in Bryce Harper.
You think he's been holding on to something, saving up for this?
Maybe.
I think he can just turn it on.
He hit a home run in the scrimmage.
Yeah, I think he does turn it on when the pressure is greatest. I think he does have a great feel for that. I think some guys can focus that extra oomph when it matters more.
And elevate.
I believe there are some, and he's one.
Yeah, I mean, he may no longer be the Phillies' best player. I mean, maybe it's Sanchez. Maybe it's Schwarber. I really don't know. I'm being honest with you. I don't know. But I know this. For this October, maybe with the exception of Sanchez, because without Wheeler, Sanchez becomes more important. There's no one else I'd rather the Phillies have that's on the team than Bryce Harper. And that does include Schwarber, in all due respect to his 50. What did it end up? 60,
56.
56. Also, throw some respect on Trey Turner's name.
Well, so some. But,
some.
But Devin, not full faith and credit for Trey Turner. There's a difference. Because he stunk in the playoffs last year.
Well, last year, everyone did. Everyone.
No, but Bryce
stuck in the second half of the Diamondback series too, when it mattered most. Yeah. He's horrible. So,
having a comeback season.
He has. He's played
very well.
He's
off an injury, and we don't know how he is.
Well, that too.
Swinging a ground ball right side. It's under the glove of Edmund. It's in the right. The game is tied. Here comes Castellanos. He'll score, and the Phillies lead it in the ninth. Gene Segura has come through, and the Phillies have scored three times to take the lead on the Cardinals.
What a moment that was from game one of the 2022 playoffs. That was in the wild card round. Phil's not in this round, that round this year. Obviously already advanced, four teams already out in the postseason, including the Red Sox, who drowned in the misery of their bats last night. And their manager. I guess in the end it wouldn't have made a difference, because even if he pulled that pitcher after 2-0, it wouldn't have mattered. They got shut out. But, you know, I asked James before the show, I said, hey, my man, put together some of the great clips of the Phillies playoffs, you know, in the last not only few years with this group, but also the group of, you know, Ryan and Chase and Jimmy and Coles. We'll play some of the classic audio that we have cherished and moments that we absolutely loved through the years. All right, 215-592-9494. Most intriguing thing, in my opinion, by far. Well, let me just say this about the Eagles, and then the most intriguing thing. The best thing that can happen to the Eagles is go play a football game. Just go play a football game. You know, put the AJ stuff behind you. Put some new stuff out there. Get some new talking points everyone can discuss. You know, let's find out one way or the other how AJ looks and the AJ Jalen thing. But go play a game and leave the nonsense of the last 5 or 6 days in the rear view.
That has been nonsense.
It has been. It's been ridiculous. And we're going to play some audio, something Hugh said yesterday that I thought was very powerful and on point about A.J. Brown. We'll get to that. But the team needs to go play a game. Most intriguing aspect of the game, I think by far, is the Eagles' offense versus the Broncos' defense. Look, I think the Eagles are going to win the game. I don't totally take it for granted. I don't think anybody should totally take it for granted. But pretty much any game the Eagles play, and that now includes the Eagles at the Chiefs, you know, you should generally think the Eagles are going to win the game. Certainly Eagles home versus the Broncos, you should think the Eagles are going to win the game. What we don't know is, how's the Eagles' offense going to look?
How about completing a pass and a half?
That would be nice. And what is most fascinating within that battle is A.J. Brown versus Patrick Surtain.
Yep.
Who was the NFL Defensive Player of the Year last year. I mean, what a week to have that guy against the Eagles. All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. So your thoughts on the Birds, your thoughts on the Eagles, on the Phils, your emotions. What worries you? What gives you confidence? Gary in Whitehall. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, and welcome to Red October.
Bingo.
I can't wait. Like James said, it was 6:38 tomorrow night already.
6:38. That will be the time. Correct.
If I'm Sanchez,
I hold the ball for an extra minute because I say a pitch clock hasn't started. All eyes on me. Right? All eyes on me. This is my first crack at a game one. Yeah, all lies on me.
I don't think Sanchez is petty like you.
I'm strolling around the mound for an extra minute so my family knows this is my moment. Anyway, no, go ahead, Gary. I'm playing.
Joe, this is Ali Frazier all over. And like you, this is a five game. This is Phillies in five. I love it. This is home field advantage at the bank. And you couldn't ask anything better right now.
Well, you could ask for the Reds. But you don't get them.
No. To be the best, Joe, you got to beat the best. No. Let's do it. I'm not scared. You're scared, get a dog. No.
Joe's a little scared. I don't know that he will get a dog.
It's okay to be scared. The Dodgers are awesome. I honestly think it's foolish not to be a little scared of this
Dodgers
team.
But you know, the Phillies have won 11 of their last 14 games against the Dodgers.
I don't care. I expect it'll be tough.
I think the regular season is very different from the playoffs.
James, hang on. John's talking. Go ahead, James.
Yeah, we have five games to win this thing. It's going to be a battle. It'll be back and forth. We'll lose, and that'll be okay. But because this team's resilient, this team has a different approach this year, and they have all along. They've been planning for this all along.
Well, here's the one thing I think they're better at than the last couple of years. I think they're better at small ball. We talked to Rob Thompson about that a few days ago, and he co-signed that he thinks they're better at small ball. Now, do I think they're great at it? No. Okay, no. But do I feel pretty confident that they have advanced from where they were last year when it was like homer or nothing? I do. I do believe that. Very important, obviously, to get guys like Stott and Trey especially on base and try to do some damage. Look, let me tell you something. One of you earlier, I forget who, brought up the concept of Sanchez pitching great, which he very well may. He could pitch great and you could lose 3-2. He could pitch great and you could lose 2-1. I mean, you know, this is not the game to bet on
Look
either
Sandy
team
El
to
Contra.
Score six runs.
Like, it's like the story of his career.
Well, yeah,
that's all he does.
Well, right, but my
pitches great and loses by a run.
Something else I think they've gotten better at, or at least I have more confidence in this Phillies team fighting back until the very end and not getting too tight in a big moment. Like they seem to, and that's where, you know, that quiet confidence comes in with this Phillies team. You know, it doesn't seem like they're going to let a big moment get to them, because literally all of them, except for Otto Kemp, who I do believe is going to make the playoff roster, have been to the postseason before in some form. I never count them out where I had in seasons past.
Devin, I got a big flip side of that argument.
What's that?
They haven't had a big moment this year. They haven't. No.
All season they've been playing for October.
Yeah, but what I... They
what do you mean by that?
They haven't had... No, big meaning tense. They haven't been...
They've scored more runs from the seventh inning on than any other team in baseball.
They've fought back in so many games.
No, I get that. I know what
they've
you're
made
saying,
many
but...
moments
but
big.
I get what you're saying, but I could make the case that they were, whether they won or lost that random game in May, seventh, eighth, and ninth inning, it's a little tense.
You don't think it was tense when they lost Zach Wheeler and they went like 16-7? That I was tense at home when I got that news. I can only imagine finding out that this guy is lost with serious life-threatening issue.
Yeah.
And they didn't bat an eye.
No, they didn't. And if anything, they picked it up. I guess what I'm getting at is I never felt that their spot in the postseason was threatened this year. Now it will be quickly. I mean, they were never three games away from their season being over. I guess that's my point. Like, last year, it was alarming how much... Look, you guys know, when they lost in 22, it was generally accepted as a great run, thrilling, disappointing to hit a brick wall at the end, but what a thrill. 23 was similar, except when they hit the brick wall, it was bad mood all around, and there were people, many, and Rhea, you're one, and James, I think you were one, said they choked. I never felt they choked in 23. I didn't.
Definitely I'm just being honest. They choked.
They 100% choked.
But I thought last year they choked. I thought last year when I saw, and I loved Hoffman, when I saw Hoffman standing out on the mound in Shea State, or whatever the frick it's called, City freaking Field.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, this guy's choking.
Shea Stadium.
When I watched Trey Turner bat last year in October, I thought, this guy's choking. The moment is getting to him. He's swinging crazy because his brain isn't letting his body.
But that's what I mean. They're not. I feel that this season they aren't letting that moment get
to
them.
No, I guess.
And yes, they haven't had – well, I don't want to say that because all season they've been playing, so they had a secure playoff spot. But they know that they are, when they're all clicking, you know, bullpen, starting rotation, bats, they are the best team in the MLB, and they know that. And that's what I mean with this quiet confidence that I have faith that these guys aren't going to get rattled this time around.
All right, well, let me know if you
see Trey Turner do that.
Let me know if you agree with Devin. I mean, it's an interesting thought. Are you more confident in their confidence? Is it in there?
First postseason game for Roy Halladay. He winds the 0-2. Swing and a dribbler out in front of the plate. Ruiz out to get it. The throw from his knees. It's in time. And it's a no-hitter. Unbelievable. Ruiz and Halladay embrace. And the Phillies again celebrate around Roy Halladay.
Well, that was just amazing. And, you know, I don't know how many people put this together, but the first two clips James has played, both were game ones, and literally not only of a series, but of the start of the playoffs.
It's one of the loudest I've ever heard that ballpark.
It was beyond unbelievable.
It was insane.
And you could tell really early. I mean, I remember being able to tell really early, and I mean really early. He might throw a no-hitter tonight.
Yeah.
You know, like, you could tell in the second inning that
I was going to say the second inning, Joe.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to say. You could tell.
He got through, you know, I guess 4 or 5 6. You know, maybe he walked someone in the first. I don't think so. I think he had one walk in the game.
It was Jay
one
walk. Bruce. He walked Jay Bruce. And it was a questionable call.
Very questionable, James. Very close to a perfect game.
Let's get that umpire right now.
That's right, Ray. All right, 215-592-9494. So we celebrate the return of playoff baseball, the return of Red October. Speaking of Red October, your chance when you call in today at 215-592-9494 to win John Legend tickets. So the great John Legend's going to be in town in November. It's his Get Lifted 20th Anniversary Tour happening November 5th at the Met Philadelphia by Highmark. Tickets are on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Here's how you win them. Give us something great that's red or notable, or give us someone that's red. There's a lot of red out there in the world. It's Red October. We are pumped. Red. Think red. Best answer, whoever provides it, someone, something that is red, whoever provides the best answer is going to win the John Legend tickets. 215-592-9494. In addition to your thoughts on the Phils and the Eagles, someone or something that's red wins you Legend tickets. John, what are you thinking?
Earlier in the week, I was talking about That 70s Show.
Oh,
you get to use the same one twice. That's great.
Yep.
I loved him.
He was outstanding. Devin, give me something red.
Rudolph's nose.
Wow.
Ooh, big.
That's a very big answer. Seltzer, something red.
I was going to sing it myself, but I'll save you the pain.
Oh, yeah.
With big red.
So good.
That's red through. Wow.
Your fresh breath goes on and on.
While you chew
it, say goodbye a little longer.
Richie could use some of this right now, by the way.
Are you saying he's got bad breath?
Yeah, I'm just saying, let me take a shot. No, I'm just joking.
Ouch.
Wow, you know, this is a lot
that's
of...
A good, that's a good one.
Yesterday, too. Spike on the Air accused Jack Fritz of spitting every time he talks, and it got very, very...
It happens sometimes.
Wild.
I spit on Trout one time accidentally.
No.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Right. And we both saw it like in slow motion through the air. Landed right on him.
Oh, no.
And he was a good sport about it.
Joe spits a lot.
He was a I get fired up.
Joe's
the hammer.
Really the most like spitty.
Let me tell you something. You're going to get freaking playoff Joe Red October beat the hammer today.
Very spitty.
Get ready. The hammer.
Jeez.
I might have spit right there.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you did.
Remember when he said he might have to tone it back?
Yeah, the clock just went out. I think when I hit the table, the clock went out.
You love breaking the clock.
Well, that one is unintentional.
He knocked the batteries out of the clock.
All right, Rhea, something red. What do you got?
So I love this. I had it for Clark when he was a baby, like a life-size Elmo that was the size of him when he was like 4.
Yep.
Until one of my dogs ate it.
Sure.
And I was always very sad, but Elmo was always my favorite.
Elmo's a classic. I'm going to go right in line with kind of where Devin was a few minutes ago. Santa. You got that red coat. Santa's red. All right, give us a big answer, guys. 215-592-9494. Someone or something that's red. Also, let's listen to Hugh Douglas. This was strong yesterday. So for those of you that missed it, we covered this yesterday, but 2 days ago, A.J. Brown had put out a tweet about Seth Joyner. So Seth, and like everyone's been saying a lot about A.J. this week, and I think from what I have heard, I think everything's been fair. I haven't heard anyone be out of bounds,
no.
And that certainly includes Seth. Well, there was something that was – hold on, sir, if you can, just back up, my man. We got to do a show here. So there was something that was said by Seth that obviously irked AJ, but it's like, come on, dude, are you freaking kidding me? Because Seth didn't say anything wrong. So AJ came out with a tweet that said, at Seth Joyner, the audacity of you telling someone to do their job. My stats every year back that up, that I'm doing mine. How about you do your job and call out the BS, but you won't. Because they're paying you, so you have to play along and be a good boy. These old heads can be trip, boy, .. Ridiculous, really ridiculous. Anyway.
And he pulled it down pretty quickly.
He did, yeah. He pulled it down within a few minutes. Hugh Douglas, not happy yesterday with A.J. Brown doing that about his body and someone in Seth Joyner that both Hugh and I think all of us think is very fair and reasonable with how he presents things. Listen to Hugh. This is a couple minutes. This is worth just really taking this in. Listen, then we'll take your reaction. Listen to yesterday.
Seth Joyner was a tremendous player, and the way that I look at Seth is with tremendous amount of respect because just like Harold and all those other guys that came before me, I understand wholeheartedly the path that they laid for me mm-hmm. to be in this game and how they pioneered things that happened. The things that AJ's benefiting from now, Seth and the guys that came before him paved the way. And regardless if you like Seth or not, you have to respect him for the contributions that he's given to this game that only a handful of people have ever played. So when you take a shot at Seth, you take a shot at all of us, in my opinion, because we're sitting here at these desks every day reacting. We're not fabricating. We're not creating anything. We're reacting to everything that you do. So for you to have the audacity, and I hope you're listening, and like I said, I'm not hard to find. For you to have the audacity to sit there and call Seth a boy for pointing out his perspective about how you handled the situation because he works for somebody is ridiculous to me. Because guess what, AJ? You have the audacity to sit there and toe the company line when you had an opportunity yesterday to get everything that you had off your chest in front of the media and everybody. But just like a good little boy, you sat there and you didn't say anything. And that's a fact. So when you take a shot at Seth like that, you take a shot at all of us. Because just like you talking about he ain't going to call out the BS, hell, you should have called out the BS. You're the one that tweeted it. I don't react to nothing. I don't make up anything. I react to everything that's being said that comes out of your mouth. So when you say stuff like that and you feeling some kind of way, like the kids say, stand on business. You had an opportunity yesterday to stand on business. And like a good little boy, you didn't. So now what? You're still upset and you're taking shots at people. You got to respect your elders, man, because Seth ain't doing nothing but reacting to what you did.
Well, and from my perspective, Seth wants what's best for the Eagles. I think he was speaking towards.
And another thing, I'm sorry.
No, no, you go.
I'm here. And another thing, for all y'all cats that have a lot to say, y'all never hear when people defend you or talk about, you know, having your back and, hey, AJ needs to get the ball more. Everybody on this station, even Seth, has talked about how you need to be involved in offense. You don't say nothing about that. Nobody never say anything about the positive stuff that we say about you and how you need to be involved in this offense. But as soon as somebody says something you don't like, you got a lot to say. That is what I call a prostitute move. That's what prostitutes do. And I'm saying it in a nice way because you know exactly what I'm trying to say. That's a prostitute move. Because you ain't never got nothing to say or back anybody when they got your back. But as soon as somebody says something you don't like, you go to Twitter and you try to call people out. That's not grown man stuff. That's not what a man does. And then to call somebody a boy? And you had the microphone yesterday and all I heard from you was like, hey, I'm cool with everybody. You wasn't cool when you sent the tweet out. You sure wasn't cool when you sent the tweet out.
One of the more powerful things I think that's happened on WIP in a while. And look, let me be clear before we go any further. I think everybody is looking forward to just moving on.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, sure. That includes us. Like, we do want to move on. But we would be foolish if we didn't present to you that audio from yesterday and say, listen, this has all been part of the storyline this week because AJ created it.
Correct.
And people then react. And they're... I saw a lot that Seth said. We had Seth in studio with us for an hour earlier this week. Seth didn't say anything out of bounds.
No.
At all. So I applaud Hugh. I really do. Seth came on the program, their program later in the afternoon and addressed it. And I thought handled himself with great class and dignity and strong as
generally
Seth always
does.
Is. And one thing Seth made the point to make a point about, and it's so true. He's like, look, nobody tells me what to say.
No.
I mean, you think I go up to Seth Joyner and say, hey, Seth, I really need you this Monday to say this. You think our boss, Rod Lakin, goes to Seth Joyner, hey, Seth, I want you to go in this direction this week with your commentary. Nobody handles Seth. Seth says what he thinks. And a lot of times he's dead on right. Look, everyone's wrong about something at some point, right? But it's fair. It's inbounds. And AJ was out of line. So,
all right. Now the bottom line is we've had AJ be out of line, or we've had this experience where he's raised the alarm essentially to the fact that the passing game wasn't going through him enough repeatedly. Going back to last year, and then Brandon Graham sort of helped smooth that over going back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
To 2023.
Yep.
Following that in 2023, I think he had six games of 100 yards or more after his fit on the sideline.
But then things fell apart again.
And then, well, that's the thing. Yeah. Things keep falling apart. Yeah. So,
but they keep winning, which is the irony of the whole thing.
Is this just part of what is just part of the deal? Is this part of what you get with
AJ? So I'll say this. I think the answer is yes. Like, I don't think if they get back on track, it's not like you're not going to have another situation in a month or two.
They will get back on track. Yeah. I have faith, and I also have faith that this will probably happen again, but it won't derail the team. It won't derail the team.
Well, I think it did in 23.
Well,
I think AJ and Jalen in 23 was a huge part of what happened. The defense falling apart in 23 was probably the biggest thing.
Okay.
But the offense also stopped having the ability to move the ball at the end. I remember when they had the starters out there. Now, AJ did get injured pretty early.
Okay.
But they couldn't move the ball against the Giants. I remember that.
This defense is better than that defense.
Oh, God,
this defense has the potential to be better than our defense last year. Already, they are showing signs of doing advanced things.
All right, so
advanced coverage skills. We've got two young cornerbacks who might be the best in the NFL. Think about that.
No, you can
do a lot when you've got the two young, the two best cornerbacks in the league.
Yeah, no, it's a great advantage.
On the same team?
Great advantage. All right, 215-592-9494. And I also appreciate Hugh calling out the fact that when AJ addressed, and look, he didn't have to put it all publicly, and he chose not to. But everybody with common sense knows AJ didn't tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Oh, no. And I will tell you this. I think I just have, this is complete speculation. That tweet came down so fast after it was put up that I wonder if someone from the Eagles coach, caught and said, what do you... You literally put the fire out an hour ago or 2 hours ago.
Listen, Rhea, for all we know, they could have an intern staring at his Twitter account
24 hours a day.
You know,
and
then as soon as that intern sees something, he calls an executive and says, "Hey, Mr. Executive,
I think that would be smart."
Up there. Of course, it would be smart. I think it would be smart.
That would be very smart for them to do.
All right, so, you know, we don't want to go too far down that rabbit hole because we are super-duper excited for the Phils, but it's an important piece of audio. We wanted to present it to you. 215-592-9494. Dominic right now. Dominic, good morning.
I am standing in front of Empower Field picking up my tickets.
Wow.
200 of us are coming to Philadelphia tomorrow.
Good for you,
and
man.
We are giving the Eagles hell on
Sunday. Whoa.
I don't even think Philadelphia knows a player on the Broncos.
I know one, Sertan. And that next guy.
Broncos. I just named a ton yesterday.
Bo Nix should get a new name.
Marvin Mims and Tony Franklin and Cortland Sutton and J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey. I mean, do you want me to go on?
Well, he can. I can. I say Dan Reeves.
Brown down.
Do you think that's like something?
This guy called, said he was talking Phillies. This is outrageous.
Oh, so he lied to you.
Right? I got lied to. This might be the first time someone's lied to me to go on the air.
Loser.
Pat Sertan will shut Brown down.
And he'll cover Devontae then.
And Nick Benito and Hurst will be best friends.
Hey, Dominic.
Loser! Dominic, let me ask you a question. All jokes aside, let me ask you a question. What is it like to know that your team is about to lose a game?
We are not losing this game. We have a great coach in Sean Payton. We have the best defense in the AFC.
They actually
do have a great defense. All right, Dominic, I'm done with your little nonsense. Give me something red. You have almost no chance to win. Give me something red, Dominic.
You know what? I hung up on him from here. Okay. Sorry,
good.
I did it.
Well done.
Me. I did it. I'll take the blame. That was me.
Joe, I don't know if it's the flex he thought it was to say that we couldn't name any Broncos.
Yeah, well, that's true.
That's
Rhea.
A good point, Rhea. Yeah, I only know because of fantasy. Let's be honest.
Exactly. Jimmy,
good point. All right, let's get to Nick in Northeast Philly. Nick, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, buddy.
Great.
Good. I got something red for you.
Yes.
Red Radio Flyer wagon. And I got a quick story for you. My mom and dad took us down to the 80s World Series.
Yep.
And rolled us around, me and my brother, in that red Radio Flyer wagon.
Dude, the red wagon was a classic.
It was just the best.
Yeah, it was. Yep.
A little rocky road, but.
I love it. All right, Nick, good call, man. Let's talk to Neil in Northeast Philly. Hi, Neil.
Hey, a shout out to Devin, Caney, and Ruben Amaro's show, Hunt for Red October, and Devin on the sideline reporter. And also shout out to James and his High Hopes show with Elliot Court Parks, and also James in High Hopes Radio pre and post game with the Phillies with Jack Fritz, and shout out to Rhea, you know, for doing our sports updates, and shout out to John,
crushing him.
You know, being engaged to Alicia and his John Wall. Walk imitation, so I think I got about everything.
You got it all.
You crushed it, dude.
Yeah, oh, and you also go for your book on Amazon.com.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Is that it?
Yeah, but about the Phillies, I hope that they, you know, the fans really get into it because the Phillies have the best home record in baseball. 55 home wins, and I think the fans getting on Ohtani early, and you know, and this year I think is a big difference. You know, I predicted 94 wins; they got 96, and you know, they were hitting throughout the lineup. Bader, you know, like made a big impact. So did Duran. So did Marsh. So did Trey Turner with his batting average, yeah. and Schwarber with his 56 home run. So I think they have more balance in the lineup. And last year, you know, like after London, you know, they played right around 500 or whatever, and they've been a lot hotter. And you know, and it seems like they get revved up, you know, at home. Like I said, the best home record.
Well, they do.
Baseball,
listen, they've been tremendous historically at home in this ballpark in the playoffs. Neil, give me an answer, my man. Someone or something red.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, that's another good one. So, James, I'm trying to look this up quickly, and I'm not there yet. Has Ohtani ever pitched in the postseason?
No. So that's the fascinating thing, because last year, first year with the Dodgers, never made it with the Angels. He has not. The biggest pitching spot he's had was that WBC moment. So, this is his first time pitching in the playoffs, and he's doing it right here in the jungle.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
he hasn't pitched very deep into games yet, has he?
He's only gone six innings.
So
in
five
September
and six,
23rd.
Yeah.
See, I like that because their bullpen's not good, so it's, you know.
And I don't think he'll push him past, like, you never know if he's cruising and he's like 60-something.
So what do we know yet?
I don't think
yet?
He'll push him too far. Like, they're careful with their time.
I agree. What do we know about, is Kershaw going to be on their playoff roster? Because wouldn't you think he would be?
Yeah. I heard somebody
to be an option out of the bullpen.
Doing a preview that he could be in the bullpen, or they could use him as kind of like a piggyback.
Well, for sure.
Yeah.
But it is notable that they did not have him on the playoff roster in the first round.
I mean, the playoff history, not great.
Yeah, but
he's a worse pitcher than he used to be, and he has stunk in October.
No, I know. But here's what I'd say, James. I can't give you a breakdown on every single player with the Dodgers, but here's what I do know. They don't have a good bullpen. And, I mean, from a playoff standpoint, I'm not saying it's a bad bullpen compared to, you know, some of the worst teams in baseball. But for a playoff bullpen, it's not great. I would think there would be a spot for Kershaw, but I don't know. I mean, they got to set the roster by tomorrow in the morning. And it'll be fascinating to find out if a guy like Clayton Kershaw is on that playoff roster or not. By the way, this segment right now presented by...
Do you want to face him or not? Would you prefer he be on that
roster? I guess I'd rather face their lesser bullpen guy than Kershaw. I mean, I think it's better for the Phillies if Kershaw's not on the roster. You know, whoever their last guy is, you know, like their Joe Ross. You know, not that Joe Ross is going to get, you know what I'm saying. Like, whoever that guy is for them, I would think Clayton Kershaw is better than that guy. But
I think so, too.
Not in October.
But last round, they didn't put him in.
He
so.
Has a je ne sais quoi from all that experience.
Yeah,
that
but to James's point, he's one of the all-time playoff disappointments.
But I mean, that tells you what they think. They didn't even put him on the roster.
No, I get it. I mean, I get it. Well, we also know he has a legendary warm-up routine, which they may feel and he may feel doesn't work very well out of the bullpen. Hmm. You know, he goes through very, 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 very specific, extensive warm-ups. Stretches to get ready, so he's not like the hey, let's call down the bullpen. Hey, Clayton, you got 7 minutes to get ready. Like that doesn't work for him. So, and that Rhea, though, to your point, the piggyback concept, I think, is where he would come into play if he's in.
There was a guy in their bullpen the other night that Dave Roberts pulled out mid bat.
Yeah, Emmett Sheehan, who is the guy who also threw 5 2/3 shutout or no hit or whatever against the Phillies in LA. Sure. He's a piggyback guy for them too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.